Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I am your host, John Tanza in Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Thursday, May 28, 2015. An international aid group says more than 4 million South Sudanese will face acute hunger in the next few months.
South Sudan is facing the worst levels of food insecurity the young country has faced since independence because of conflict, high food prices, and a worsening economic crisis.
And Northern Bahr al-Ghazal state officials dismiss reports that rebels control parts of the state.
Our people are there now. They are taught there, they are there, and we heard nothing about that. Out by those who are against the government, who are voting and supporters of the rebels.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. It's now estimated that 40% of South Sudan's population of 4.6 million people now face acute hunger in the next 3 months. The World Food Programme says food insecurity is growing worse both in conflict and non-conflict areas. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
The WFP says hunger is reaching record levels in South Sudan. Spokesman George Faminion says a combination of problems is to blame.
South Sudan is facing the worst levels of food insecurity the young country has faced since independence because of conflict, high food prices, and a worsening economic crisis.
The warning follows the release of the latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Analysis. The IPC is a scale that weighs food security, nutrition, and livelihood data to determine the severity of a food crisis. It was first developed for Somalia. It says that unrelenting conflict and the onset of the lean season, when food needs are the highest, are intensifying alarming levels of hunger in much of the country.
The latest analysis shows that the bulk of these people who are facing these high levels of food insecurity are in the conflict-affected states of the greater Upper Nile. We're talking about Unity, Upper Nile State, and Jonglei State.
Conflict is also making food insecurity worse in northern Bahr el-Ghazal and Warup states. Aid agencies are using airdrops, boats, food distributions, and cash vouchers to try to deal with the situation.
The World Food Program and its partners have been working flat out for months now, trying to ensure that we can provide food assistance to those who are in need. And we are continuing in this way. In the conflict-affected areas, we've been ensuring a regular supply of life-saving food assistance through our rapid response missions in particular.
Faminion says despite the efforts, humanitarian workers are having a harder time reaching those in need.
The renewed hostilities and the increased insecurity and intensifying harassment of humanitarian workers means that we are facing what we'll call shrinking humanitarian space available for us to work.
The World Food Program says it's facing a $230 million shortfall over the next 6 months. But even if the money is received, can aid agencies overcome the obstacles they face?
That's a very good question, because South Sudan is a very challenging area for humanitarian operations because of infrastructure difficulties which we face. The logistics operation here is quite heavy. If we don't have money in good time, we may not be able to procure in time. And once you're not able to procure in time, it becomes even much more complicated to move the food into the country.
He says the rainy season has begun, and in the coming months, many parts of the country will become inaccessible by road. Transporting supplies by truck is the cheapest method. Airdrops are the most expensive. Faminion says a return to peace is essential, not only for humanitarian operations, but for people to return to their livelihoods. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
The United States announced today it will give an additional $79 million U.S. dollars in humanitarian aid for refugees and internally displaced persons in South Sudan. raising the total amount of U.S. humanitarian assistance since the beginning of the ongoing crisis to nearly $1.1 billion. But the U.S. says more aid is not the answer for resolving the South Sudan's problems. Waki Simon Wudu has more for VOA from Juba.
The announcement came in a statement today from the U.S. Embassy in Juba, citing the widespread displacement of civilians and the denial of access to humanitarians around the country. The U.S. says the funding will provide humanitarian assistance for refugees and internally displaced persons in the form of shelter, access to clean water and sanitation, health care, and essential household items. Clement Taban is Undersecretary of South Sudan's Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management.
We humbly welcome this